not yet king, already chosen by God to be king, but he's on the run. Because who's trying to kill him?
Saul.
So he's on the run, and he's dependent upon the men of the land to help sustain him and his men. And he protects the men. And Nabal was very rich. Had lots, flocks, and very rich man. And he owed a lot to David because David helped protect his men. And David sent him in to Nabal and said, please, you know, share some of your goods with us. This is so paraphrasing. And Nabal, who was a worthless man, he said, I don't know you. I'm not sure that you've done anything for me. I'm not going to give you anything. Well, that kind of ticked David off. He was really angry. And he was pretty determined to go and kill all the men of Nabal's home. Well, his wife, Abigail, she heard that the servant told her what had happened, what had transpired, and she went into action. So I want you to start as a table to read the story of Abigail and David and how she interceded for her husband. And in your hands, yes, there are these nifty little puzzles. I want you, as a group, to identify, but there's only five pieces. I was going to do nine, but when I stamped out the puzzle, it was like weird shape, and it took me like 10 minutes to put it back together. And I didn't want you spending all your time putting a puzzle together. So there's only five pieces, pretty easy to put together. I want you, on each piece of puzzle, identify something Abigail did to pursue peace with David. And when we're done with that, Holly is going to start her presentation. And here's the paper. There's glue. You guys don't have to work individually. You can, you know, help each other. But you can read the story independently or have someone read it out loud. Everyone gets a puzzle. Everyone gets a puzzle. Starts at 14. Does everyone understand the assignment? Good to go? Thank you. last night, you know, when I was preparing for this, I kept thinking of things, and something went through my head. It's like, oh, maybe I should record the lady speaking. And then I thought, that's crazy. It's like, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and that's not happening. I don't even know where to start. And I seriously got an email from Jay. Hey, are you having anyone record this? And if not, can I help? I'm like, wow, thank you, Lord. And so at the last minute, he did this. He set it up. She told you about the website that you can go to. So I'm really thankful for that. Also, I want to thank Aaron Sullivan. How many of you are on Facebook and saw that whole page? That was so Aaron Sullivan. What a great job and idea she had. How many of you, look at this, this not so professional looking. That would be because we had a professional design it. Thank you, Mary Beth. My first flyers, two flyers that I tried to make up, literally took me all day to do it. And we met for dinner, and she had my third flyer like in 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, from now on, you're in charge of the flyers. So she's very talented. So many people have just stepped up. The Alice Smith and her daughter, Sherry, tomorrow morning, there'll be some cinnamon rolls, homemade cinnamon rolls. She's offered to make us some homemade cinnamon rolls. So that'll be here tomorrow. I just can't tell you how many people have stepped up and said, can I help? So anyhow, don't forget the loser team. It's your prize. I mean, how often does that happen, right? You'll lose and you win. And then the drawing we'll do after Paul. Pursuing peace.